Garrow eyed her coldly and without pity. You should be dead.
I thought so. But there was a cargo flyer. It passed beneath me and I struck it as I fell. I grabbed on for dear life. I survived. The Emperor protects.
He does. Fortunately for you. You made the worst choice you could have. The window was a foolish decision. Where did you possibly hope to go? What were you thinking?
I was terrified. I reacted on instinct. I told you before, my lord, I am merely an imperfect human, not a fighter like you. This is all new to me.
That much is certain. Your choices have been flawed, simple to predict. It is why I was able to track you so easily. Count yourself lucky that the Legio Cybernetica's machine soldiers are lacking in such insight. If they could think instead of just react, you would have been in their clutches days ago.
He frowned. The woman represented a complication of the kind he wished to avoid. But with each passing moment, he realized with greater certainty that Tallery's dilemma could not be easily resolved.
Perhaps this is meant to be. It is fated.
I have thought the same in days past.
I heard the warrant in my name being broadcast over the watchwire. They have labeled me a traitor. My own colleagues are turning on me. That rodent Kelkenod and all the others. They all believe that I am guilty of treason against my world and my emperor. But nothing could be further from the truth. Do you believe me?
The question caught Garrow off guard. He stopped short of nodding in agreement and looked away.
What I believe is that there are lies here. And traitor or not, you are bound up with them, scribe.
If you take me back to the authorities, I will be executed. If the Mistress of Riga is part of this, she will want me silenced. And if not, those who have manipulated events up until now will manipulate her as well. No one can be trusted.
And yet you trust me with what you know, to make me stay my hand? How do you know I am not part of it?
Because you would never have let me speak. That great sword of yours would have taken my head from my neck.
Garrow brought his weapon up from where its point rested against the steel decking.
This blade is called Libertas. The name can mean many things, among them truth. And I believe that is what you have given to me. Do you know what I am? What it is that I do?
You are one of the Empress Angels of Death. A space marine. Although I confess, I do not recognize the colors of your armor. Of what legion are you?
I have no brotherhood. Not anymore. The legion I was born to has fallen to infamy, and I have been renewed in a greater duty. I have a new purpose. I serve as Agentia Primus for Malkador the Sigillite, Lord Regent of Terra. I hunt for him, scribe, to find warriors of like spirit, and to track and terminate the Warmaster's spies.
Is that why you are here in the city? You were sent to end my life?
Garrow ignored the question. His reasons for being on the Riga orbital plate were his own, and he had no desire to speak of them to anyone else.
I was drawn to your hunt when I heard the warrant on the watchwire. My presence here is a secret, even to Malkador.
The Sigillite sees all.
So he would like us to think. But I have learned that there are many places where his gaze does not fall.
He put away his blade. Garrow considered the slight, unassuming woman. Her story of this missing materiel, of the insidious turning of imperial might against itself, all of it rang a familiar note. A few years earlier, as Horus pulled the trigger that began his bloody rebellion, another incident of treachery like the one Tallery described had taken place. The gargantuan warship, the Furious Abyss, had been stolen by traitor forces from the shipyards of Jupiter. It was a great failure of Imperial security, the culmination of a clandestine plot that revealed exactly how vulnerable the solar system was to the Warmaster's network of spies. Despite the purges and pogroms that had followed, it was certain that traitors still lurked close to the throne world. As close as Riga, so it seemed. But there was another reason why Garrow had let Tallery live. It was not just to hear her tale. His gaze was drawn again to the golden aquila about her wrist.
I know what you are, Catano Tallery. I know what you believe in.
What do you mean?
The charm you wear. It is the secret sign of the cult of the God Emperor. You believe that the Master of Mankind is more than he claims. You consider him a living deity, worthy of your worship, even as he forbids it. Your church, your faith, is forbidden by the imperial truth.
She stared at the ground and nodded slowly.
It is true. I believe in him. It is by his grace that I live still. It must be so. You think me a fool for admitting this?
Garrow gave a rueful smile and shook his head.
Then I too am a fool. I have learned with blood and fire that faith is the only true constant. The Emperor protects Tallery. If that is a lie, then there is no purpose to this conflict, and I will not accept that. To your feet, Scribe. We cannot stay here. The gunships will return.